In the Coral Sea, off the eastern coast of Australia, a U.S. battleship has been observed for the first time since it was sunk during World War II. These are the remains of the USS Lexington. Also known as Lady Lex, it's one of the first aircraft carriers ever built, and it took part in what's considered the first carrier battle, the Battle of the Coral Sea. It was an Allied victory over the forces of Japan, even though the USS Lexington eventually sank after being hit by a bombardment of Japanese torpedoes. Other U.S. ships in the area were able to rescue more than 2,000 sailors from Lady Lex. 216 members of its crew were lost, along with 35 aircraft that were aboard it. The ship is relatively well-preserved, and because it's considered a war grave by the U.S. Navy, it will not be raised from its resting place 2 miles below the ocean's surface. It was located by a team of explorers led by Microsoft co-founder Paul Allen. Schools in the U.S. state of West Virginia are expected to be back in session as early as Wednesday following a 9-day strike by teachers and school staff. It started on February 22nd when 20,000 teachers walked out of schools. They were demonstrating for higher wages and better benefits, particularly concerning a state employee health insurance program. The state's governor, Jim Justice, agreed to set up a task force to look into that program. Meantime, he signed a bill on Tuesday that gives a 5% pay raise to all state employees. That includes teachers and school staff. A state senator says it's the largest pay raise in West Virginia's history and that it'll be paid for by reducing government spending on other programs. Some state legislators are concerned about that. The National Education Association said before the pay raise that West Virginia ranked 48th out of the 50 states in what it paid teachers.